He was determined to be a youth, based on his voice and physique. He was donned in neat and orderly warrior attire. His physique tall and slender, but like fresh new bamboo, he emitted the aura of the innocence of youth. Black robes like ink, black hair like ink, tied high. At his waist, there hung a saber, long and slim. He raised his head slowly, and upon his face was a snow-white mask with a crescent smile. Ball after ball of black mist took shape amidst hissing and wailing, all sucked cleanly into the array within that white-clothed man's sleeve, like he was taking in an entire river into a jaded case. As for that young man, he remained steady and still within that chaotic black whirlwind. The white-clothed man said, "Who were you calling?" That black-clad youth was still down on one knee, submissive like a servant, but also like he was swearing an oath. He answered, "I was calling you, your Royal Highness." That white-clothed man said coldly, "I am not the Royal Highness." However, that black-clad youth replied, "You are. I will never forget your voice and your form." The voice of that white-clothed man was now laced with anger. "I told you, I'm not him." This white-clothed man was naturally Shelian, who had donned the funeral garb and put on the cry-smiling mask. With his face hidden behind the mask, no one could recognize who he was, and he didn't want to be recognized either. Yet, on this battlefield, a drifting black warrior still called him by his identity straight out. Suddenly, the white silk band wrapped on Shelian's expansive sleeve lunged out like a viper, charging toward that black-clad youth. Although at first glance, it appeared as a soft and limp white cloth. When it attacked, it was savage, its aura of evil blasting. It seemed that black-clad youth was about to be bound, but he suddenly reached out and firmly grabbed hold of that white silk band. One end of that white silk band was wrapped around Shelian's wrist, the other wrapped on that black-clad youth's wrist, and the silk band itself was pulling taut gradually. It wasn't that it didn't want to break away, but that black-clad youth had kept a tight hold on it, like it was squeezing a venomous snake at its fatal point, and from his hand emitted an endless, chilling air. There was no doubt that this was a soul of the dead, and it was an extremely powerful dead soul. After noticing that a power not to be underestimated was passed over through the white silk band, Shelian demanded, "What is your name?" After being silent for a moment, that black-clad youth replied, "I don't have a name." Shelian didn't push for more either and said, "Without a name makes one wooming." "You may call me whatever you desire," that black-clad youth said. Shelian continued, "Are you the soul of a dead soldier from this battlefield?" "I am," Wuming said. Only then did Shelian let go. That white silk band instantly leapt back to his person, swaying about to show off its might from afar toward that black-clad youth, like it was hissing its venomous tongue. Since this was the soul of the dead, who had died in battle, no wonder he heeded his call. This black-clad warrior must be filled with resentment toward the people of Yong'an too. In other words, he could be used because their objective was the same. Thus, Shelian said, "Then, follow me." He extended a hand to that black-clad warrior. "I will give you what you want." That black-clad youth's face was also hidden behind a mask, so his expression couldn't be told. They were both the same. After a moment of silence, he unhesitatingly clutched Shelian's extended hand. He bowed his head deeply and pressed his cold forehead against the back of his hand. A moment later, he said profoundly, "I swear to die following your highness." Xielin, however, pulled back his hand, tucking his arms into his sleeves. He turned around and said coldly, "You're already dead. Come." That black-clad warrior rose to his feet, and when Xielin looked back, he discovered that this young man was already much bigger than he had expected. Probably around 16 or 17 in age, but already enormous in size at this age, and even taller than him by a bit. However, this didn't matter, and he only took a glance before turning back around and continuing forward. Xielin took the lead, and that nameless black-clad warrior followed right behind as expected. "Your Highness, where do you want to go?" Xielin's gaze fell into the distance, the palace of Yong'an. The palace of Yong'an sat in another large city in the west. The city fortress used to be a glamorous city as well, but had been kept oppressed by the imperial city of Xinle in the east. Now that the imperial city of Xinle had fallen, the new king moved the capital to here, and it wouldn't take long before it would overtake the old imperial city, basking in its glory. Xielin arrived deep in the night. Beneath the moonlight, he was like a white cat, soundlessly flying through the dense and tightly packed spines of roofs of this new imperial city. And that black-clad warrior was like a black, spurred fox, following closely behind. Soon, the two shadows landed before a large gate. Xielin sensed something amiss. Upon this gate was a faint, ominous air, and he paused in his step. He was about to reach out to check it when that black-clad warrior stepped up and blocked before him. He extended an open palm and said quietly, "Break." From the crack of that door, there leaked a line of firelight, as if something was burned away. Only after that did the black-clad warrior reach out to push open the gate. "Your Highness." Xielin crossed through the threshold and looked down on the ground. Just as he expected, scattered on the ground were some burned shreds. Xielin picked a bit of it up and smelled herbs and talisman paper and stole a glimpse at that black-clad warrior. This ghost was indeed powerful. These remaining traces of burned charms showed that there was obviously someone on the other side of the door who cast this defense spell, and this defense wasn't weak. If ordinary little minions were to try and intrude or break through, they would have had their innards burned to ashes. Yet it only took this black-clad warrior an instant before the array was completely destroyed. Perhaps it was because this palace of Yong'an was newly erected. It wasn't extraordinarily glamorous. On the contrary, it was even a little cold and humble, incomparable to the palace of Xinle. This wasn't what was strange. What was strange was, the entire way, there were an incessant number of traps and defense arrays to ward off evil. However, every time Xielin noticed that there was something blocking the way ahead, that black-clad warrior would always step up first to break through the obstacle, clearing the path for him. So it was still an unimpeded journey. After an hour, atop the giant great hall of the palace of Yong'an, two tall and slender shadows stood atop the spine of the roof, watching below. Both wore a mask. The expansive sleeves of that white-clothed man fluttered, with a white silk band wrapped around, dancing madly in the wind. That black-clad man, on the other hand, was robust and agile, a long saber hanging on his waist, guarding the side of that white-clothed man, gazing in the same direction. The newly crowned king of Yong'an was within this great hall. Xielin chuckled mockingly. To set so many obstacles to ward off evil within the palace. It seems he's really scared of something that will come knocking.